No, all eyes were not on Evans. Instead, they were trained on a thin-haired young author who had just made a sensation by penning a history of his mother's infidelities. Flanked by his editor and a press agent, he was accepting compliments from a coterie of fans, looking like a sly newborn. Val took in the fawning circle with a curious gaze. He could make $10,000 in a day by setting in motion the merger of a Swiss department store chain with an American missile manufacturer. But for the life of him, he couldn't figure out how a tattletale could cause such a stir. Always mindful of his surroundings, the press agent caught my eye and waved me over. I gave a quick wave back and took my husband's arm. "Come on, sweetheart," I said. "Let's look at the pictures." We walked into the exhibition's less crowded second room and began working our way around the walls at an unhurried pace. Virtually all of the pictures were horizontal portraits of one or two subway riders seated directly across from the photographer. Here was a sober young Harlemite in a gamely tilted bowler with a little French mustache. Here was a four-eyed 40-year-old with a fur-collared coat and a wide-brimmed hat looking every bit the gangster's accountant. Here were two single girls from the perfume counter at Macy's, solidly in their 30s,